is a transformation. This is a transformative time. You always come to these things. You go to the caucuses and the Lincoln days and the annual conventions, and they always say, this is the most important election ever. This election is the one that counts. You hear that all the time, right? Well, this one is the one that counts. Let me just put it in a couple different ways. The left is the march. They're heavy. They feel good. They've got the wind in their backs. There are big issues out there, enormous challenges out there. And America is on a trajectory going the wrong way. America has faced these kinds of challenges before. America got rid of the surge of slavery. America survived the Great Depression. America won world wars. America won the Cold War. We've got three large seismic challenges hitting us at once right now. We've got a new kind of international competition of globalization that we've never seen before. Two oceans no longer separate our economies. We have broadband and technology. The world is flat, as Thomas Friedman says. That's one challenge. And we either lose, merely survive, or lead and win. Second challenge, Islamic radicalism. This, my friends, is real. This is not just a few angry radicals waging jihad and coming after us. This is a transnational ism, unlike some of the other totalitarian movements we've had in the past. The 20th century European totalitarian movements, they didn't have this toxic form of a perversion of a religion fueling them. We had mutually assured destruction in the 20th century. They devalued their lives, we devalued ours, and that produced a kind of dynamic that kept us from really going after each other. That's not the way this one works. They want to give their lives up so long as they take ours with them. These are the kinds of people that are looking for the biggest means necessary to kill as many of us as they can. Weapons of mass destruction. You do not win this by playing defense. You win and defeat Islamic totalitarianism by playing offense. You don't win it by playing appeasement. You win it by defeating its ideas. That's what you do. And the third challenge, similar to the first one, one that I consume most of my time with, is the fact that we are giving the next generation, my children, some of your grandchildren, a crushing burden of debt and taxes that is insurmountable. You see, this American legacy, the idea and notion, it's very unique to this country, that you leave the next generation better off, more prosperous, with a higher standard of living, with a better chance of a better life, and a safe future. That's what each generation is supposed to do. We do have a chance of losing that, of severing that tie. We know what we need to do. We know what our principles are. We believe in liberty. We believe in freedom, free enterprise, limited government. We know that if we apply these principles and these ideals to the problems, give solutions to our country's problems, we can overcome these things, and the 21st century will be a great American century. But if we don't, the best century in this country will be the past century. So what's at stake in this election? And I'll be very clear. Just look at the issue of taxes. How much you send to the government. As I mentioned, by the time my three kids are my age, they are already scheduled to send twice the amount of taxes we pay in society that we pay. Twice the amount of taxes we pay today, they will owe based on today's government going forward. Look at what's on the ballot. In 2010, at the end of that year, all marginal income tax rates go up. The child tax credit gets cut in half. We start taxing marriage again. Capital gains and dividends, tax on our pensions and jobs and innovation and entrepreneurship, those go up. The death tax comes back in full force. And one beauty that I call the mother of all tax hikes, my chairman of the Ways and Means Committee, Charlie Rangel, he calls it the mother of all tax reforms. He's saying, you know this insidious thing about the Alberta minimum tax? Supposed to hit 25 million minimum tax rate next year? He says, we don't want to get rid of 5%. And what they're saying is, if you give us Congress and give us the presidency, this is what we'll do. They've already been saying this. They're confident enough to say this to the American people. And they say, well, these are just taxing rich people. Guess what? 75% of the people who will pay this tax are small businesses. 70% of our jobs in America come from small businesses. This is the engine of economic growth that they will stall. This is what will happen if they get it all. Look at health care. In Madison, we have got to keep the assembly. We lose the assembly, and Healthy Wisconsin becomes socialism Wisconsin. And look at Washington. They want to do the same thing there. They believe that government doesn't control enough of health care. They want to go right down the path that Canada and Britain has. And the question I have is then where are the people in Canada going to go to get their health care if they can't get it here in America? Because you know what? That's what they're doing. 7 out of 10 provinces in Canada send their cancer patients to America. They take about 14 weeks just to see a specialist in that country to get a diagnosis. People are literally dying on the list waiting for their bypass surgeries in Canada. Do we want to swap out a national bureaucrat for a government bureaucrat to tell us where and when and who we can go to get our health care? No. We know that our answers, our solutions, our principles are the way to go. So our challenge is to come up with ideas that solve these problems. That's what we have to do. And Republicans have not done a good enough job on this. Republicans have to step up and come up with real solutions to our problems that confront us today and show a vision and a plan and a method of attack to make sure that the next century, this century, is going to be the best century of this country. That's what is on the line in this election. Appeasement or strength. Socialized medicine, patient-centered health care. The mother of all tax increases, the largest in American history, or is one that can let us keep more of what we earn. The question is, are we willing to do it? It's really going to be an election that determines that trajectory. Because in just 4 short years, the left can do a lot of damage to this country. We simply don't have the time to go into a Jimmy Carter dark period and then come back with a Ronald Reagan, like people say. We simply can't afford to do that these days because the stakes are just too high. So let's get together. Let's understand the importance of this election, the transformative time in which we live, and let's get out there and make this happen for Wisconsin. This is the state that is going to be the circuit breaker for the presidency of the United States. Ohio's tough. And we all knew last election, if they lost Ohio, we had to win Wisconsin. We have to win Wisconsin this time for John McCain. And if we don't win Wisconsin for John McCain, you're going to have an extremely left-of-center president with most likely or probably a left-of-center Congress. And they can do a lot of damage in just a few short years. Let's not let that happen. Let's make sure we get back on offense. Let's make sure we go with the confidence of our principles, we come up with a vision and a plan, and we go to the American people and give them the appeal that we know how we can make sure that this next century, this 21st century, is one that we're going to be proud to leave to our kids and our grandkids. That is what is on the line. We know what we need to do, so let's go out and do it. Thank you very much.